True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
One more hour here, Megan Annalini with John Lyons, and we're going to do all football this hour. But you're welcome to call in, text in with anything that you want to jump in. If it's Bruins, we just talked to Bridget Prue. If you missed that, you can find it on the Odyssey app with the rewind feature. Or if you want to talk Celtics, if you are one of these many texters who's very curious about Ja Morant, if he could join the Celtics, again, wouldn't be my vote of confidence, but there's people out there who think it could be an interesting mix for them. But I want to get into somebody who has been making a ton of Patriots headlines over the last 2 weeks. Of course, that's former Patriots quarterback Cam Newton, who started this all off with a comment about the Patriots being fool's gold. And then RWEI Afternoons interviewed Drake May, mentioned that. He said, offhand remark, hey, didn't know which show he's on, which is sounds like the truth to me, because I didn't know what show Cam Newton was on. I knew he was working for ESPN, but I just see like all these different shows. And if it's Stephen A. Smith, I know it's First Take. But other than that, I quite frankly haven't memorized the lineups myself. And I work in media. Drake does not. And then, of course, you have Stephen A. Smith saying Drake May is a liar very pointedly, because how could he not know what show Cam Newton's on? Well, Cam Newton has a podcast called Fourth and One. And I guess it's been out there, John, for a couple years. Here's just a little bit. I want to play two pieces of this. He put out this video yesterday. So if you didn't see it because of Thanksgiving, that's good. Yeah. But it's, I think it's worth addressing. Here's the first part of it.
If you need Cam Newton to be the chip on your shoulder, by all means, brother, let it become a boulder. Do I feel a certain type of way that Stephon Diggs and Drake May came up with a pretty unique handshake that some would say is shunning the Superman? No, I don't.
What?
It's all entertainment, baby.
I thought I had love in the wind. So much so, why are you enjoying your holiday? Go and enjoy you. Oh, Teddy Bruschi.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I did with that?
I like that.
Enjoy yourself, old Teddy Bruschi. Huh? Now, this is where the media has a way of manipulating the narrative they want to put out there. Because you seen and you heard what I had to say. But did you hear all I had to say? That's the kicker. My challenge isn't towards Drake May here.
The misunderstanding about where I stand, because this topic is in essence about me, it's not with Drake May.
So to make me hate Drake May, person who I'm very fond of, really, I'm saying like, I respect what you got going on. I really like what you got going on. But I still have a job to do, and that's to cover football analytics at a high rate, bro. I'm doing that.
Okay, none of this makes sense. I'll start with the point where he says that the media is building a narrative that's misconstruing what he said. You are the media, dude. Like, the feud was about how Drake May didn't know what show you're on. You're on ESPN. That's one of the biggest sports media companies in the history of sports media. You're the media. So don't go pointing fingers at other people in media for reacting to what you put out there. You're on television. And furthermore, it all went up another level because of what the host of the show that you were on, Stephen A. Smith, did, which was call the quarterback a liar, which sounds like a personal attack, even if he says after the fact and he has an apology saying like, oh, it's just kidding. It didn't look that way in the moment, and it's not serious. This whole thing's really dumb, but you're just continuing to throw gasoline on the fire. I think if I had to try to interpret what the meaning of this was, he's trying to say, I never called Drake May fool's gold as a quarterback. I said the team overall is eventually going to get exposed because of the schedule, which is fine, but he didn't do a good job explaining that. And once again, it was more about himself, and it just comes off really weird. And the Brewski joke is so old and tired and lame.
Yeah, Meg, I was thinking before this segment, I've had this job for like 2.5 years. I think this is the dumbest topic I've ever had to discuss on air. And we have to talk. It is a big story.
You have not been on air enough if you think this is the dumbest.
Yeah, I get maybe not. Maybe not. But it's just like, who can, like, I'm like, really? Like, this is just so such a stupid thing to be continuing to be drawn out. And I think at this point, it's almost the attention economy. Because at first, when May was like, oh, I don't know what show he's on, they could have left it at that. Then Stephen A. Smith calls him a liar, so it becomes a bigger story. Then May doesn't do the Superman thing in warmups, and then they say more about it. Now
right,
you have Cam on here.
That's the other part, that if you're missing that link because you're not like perpetually online, sorry to interrupt, I just want to make sure that this is clear to people who don't live on Twitter or TikTok or whatever, is that there was a video of Stefon Diggs and Drake May in the end zone before last week's game, and they seem to be like joking around about a handshake. Stefon Diggs does the Cam Newton Superman, and Drake's kind of like, nah, man. But it wasn't like a, nah, screw that guy. It was like a, it looked to me like, let's not joke around about that in front of the cameras. I don't want to be part of this anymore.
And even if that was a shot by May, like, okay, he did it between one teammate in warmups when nobody was really watching. Like, I know there was a camera there, but it's not like
it wasn't hot dogging in the end zone.
It wasn't,
after
a touchdown in the game. It wasn't in a post-game press conference or locker room. Or like, he did it like at a time where, okay, maybe some people will see it, maybe they won't. And it wasn't like he was like, F you, Superman. He's just like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Like, so what? Like, if that's his biggest response, like, so what?
Yeah,
like,
and I think it was more him being like, hey, Stefon, like, chill.
Yeah, you know? I kind of liked
it,
too.
We're not trying to do that. But the big takeaway is I think that this was Cam, one, trying to say, like, everybody's twisting what I said, but then also trying to say, like, I actually really like Drake May. And I can tell everybody else really likes Drake May. Guess what? I'm a big fan of Drake May. That's basically what he said. He gets to another point, and this video is so long and convoluted, and the whole thing is dumb. Not just this video. The whole thing is dumb. But then he totally loses the original point that he made in all of this. And so when we have a second, because I know our producer, Tom, behind the glass, is handling a phone call right now, but I want to get to the second clip. Again, if you want to go find this, it's on
fourth and one.
He's in a Brewski jersey. He's
the
making Brewski joy
jersey
jokes. Yeah, he at least has the throwback jersey for this week, right? Like, it's throwbacks week.
Yeah, but I would love the Patriots, this is a total side note, to actually wear those once in a while. The 90s blue throwback. Just give me one of those. That would be
They're wearing the Reds on Monday, so you can be excited about that.
Give me a light.
Monday Night Football in the Reds, it's going to be as in the locker room. I have heard players like Carlton Davis say, it's going to be a movie. Is that a thing your kids say?
It's going to be a movie.
Yeah.
You hear that once in a while.
Okay. Can we hear the second cut from this Cam Newton video, which is really silly?
The fact of the matter is they are one of, if not the team to beat in
all of the
NFL.
You said they were fool's gold. Like, you just totally flipped your entire argument. Why are you doing that?
And what
you
changed?
Saw them against the Bengals when they had the worst first quarter offensively all season, and you're like, "Well, that's the team."
Like, that's the thing. What changed between fool's gold? Because what did he say? Was it a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was? Like,
it was after they had beaten Tampa.
So you play a game against the Jets where you look pretty good, but not great.
It's
but
Thursday
pretty
night
good.
Football.
Whatever. And then a game against the Bengals where you really don't play that well and almost lost. Let's not forget. Like, they did almost lose that Bengals. Bengals had the ball in Patriots territory with a chance to take the lead.
Game.
And now you're like, if anything, wouldn't that be evidence to your point that maybe they're not that good?
Let's give him the chance to finish his thought. So he says they're actually the team to beat now.
Not the team to beat in all of the NFL. So
So why would I, little bitty old me, try to throw dirt on a situation that I'm a fan of? What I have to do as a member of the media is cover this. It's all entertainment. I may say something or make a point that may not be in favor of your favorite player or your team that you root for.
This is so ridiculous. Yeah, you're not the first person to say something negative about someone's team or favorite player or quarterback, and the fans are always going to get mad because they love their team and their quarterback. Like, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you saying fool's gold and then having no real argument behind it other than you think the schedule is soft, which is interesting. Like, I kind of agree with some of that, and you can go down that lane, but you don't. And then he just flipped and said, basically, the rest of the league is going to run through Foxborough, which was the original question posed to you a week ago when you said fool's gold. So at the end of this, I have no idea where Cam Newton stands on the Patriots. He's an analyst on ESPN. I don't know if he thinks the Patriots are good or if he thinks that they're frauds. I know that suddenly he's a fan of Drake May, and he feels like the media is misconstruing what he's saying, even though he is the media.
I do like the texter that said this is all Andy Hart's fault. I appreciate that.
But, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The crux of this original discussion, hey, are they really as good as 10-2? Are they a little over?
Probably not.
But that's a
reason. Can we be honest? No. They're probably not as good as 10-2, but they are definitely a very good
yeah,
team.
Yeah, and I think that's a reasonable discussion. Like, if you sat there and you said to me, hey, I think they are that good because the Buffalo win was good, Tampa, the numbers, blah, blah, blah.
They've gotten some breaks like every winning team does.
Or if you said to me, hey, yeah, I mean, Tennessee's terrible. Cleveland's offense terrible. I don't know about these guys. They didn't play well against. Like, there's legitimate points on both sides of this, and I think it's a reasonable discussion. And then that was the question. And now it's like we're talking about like eight other different things about this. And it's just, again, I said at the beginning.
Absolutely silly.
Stupidest thing I've talked about here in 2.5 years.
617-779-7937. JP in North Providence wants to weigh in. What's up, JP?
BSC, beauty, and the truth. Happy Thanksgiving. Taking one for the team for Jones and Keith. A quick question. Do we know if Jones made it through the wife's pastry yesterday? Has there been a sighting?
You know,
is he okay?
It's dangerous, JP. When that woman bakes, you know it can be dangerous.
Oof, one more big holiday coming. So a couple of quick thoughts. One, Cam Newton, you're not Barkley. You're not Stephen A. Smith. You're not Shannon Sharp. Go away. You're trying to be a wannabe with takes that nobody can understand, which is how he always talks. He's not their level. You know what? I don't know what show he's on. But I know when TNT is on. I know when SportsCenter is on. I don't know what he's on. And as far as Chase and Burrow's yesterday, oh, boy. I hope Chase, if they make it to the playoffs, keeps spitting on people because that duo looked really good yesterday, and that scares me.
Thanks, JP. Is Ja'Marr Chase spitting on people the only thing that could keep the Bengals out of the playoffs?
I'm just telling you, they get in. That defense has played a little better the last few weeks. Burrow, been to a Super Bowl. Chase, Higgins, that's not any. I'd much rather play the Jaguars in the first playoff game than the even. I might even take, as good as the Chargers are, I might even rather play them.
So since he, after that win over the Ravens, because the AFC North is wide open right now, they have a 2.2% chance of making the playoffs, but the rest of their schedule is Ravens, Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns. So it's not exactly a murderer's row. Like, the Ravens are really the only wrench that could be thrown in there if things go as they're supposed to with Joe Burrow. And they beat their asses last night.
Yeah, on a short week on the road, too. So you figure they'd have
Burrow's first day back. Yeah. Like, I don't think Burrow's going to get worse as the weeks go on.
It's crazy to think that out of Cincinnati and Baltimore, I think at this point one of them is going to miss the playoffs. Like,
yeah,
because if Cincinnati wins out, I think Baltimore misses the playoffs. And if Baltimore either wins out or close, I think Cincinnati misses the playoffs. Like, one of those two is all the expectations, as good as those quarterbacks are. One of those teams is definitely, I think, going to miss the playoffs.
Do you think, like, I'm just watching, we have, of course, ESPN on Behind Your Head on the TV, and they're keep going over how Kansas City, now they only have a 47% chance of making the playoffs because they dropped 6-6. Is this a moment of passing the baton from certain teams and quarterbacks down to new ones? Or is this just a really funky year that we're going to look back on 2 years from now and go, yeah, like 2025, 26, that's when everybody was getting hurt. That's when these different rosters were in flux. These coaches were getting fired. And we're going to view it that way. Because I think it's the latter.
I think this for the Chiefs is like 2009 for the Patriots, where like that Patriots, they made the playoffs, got their asses kicked in the wild card round. That was Brady's year back from the ACL. And you could tell that was them shifting from the early dynasty to the next, like they were rebuilding the roster on the fly. I kind of feel like that's where the Chiefs are right now. They go to three straight Super Bowls, play a bunch of extra games. They're a little worn out. They're not quite as dominant as they were.
Kelsey's going to be done.
Kelsey's going to be done. And that receiving core is so young, and they haven't quite figured it out yet. Like this to me, so the Chiefs, I think, are going to be back next year and in the future years and be good. I would say the same thing about Baltimore as well. Like that defense was so bad the first half of it. They're not going to be that bad consistently going forward. The Bengals, though, and the Bills, I am a little worried about if I'm a fan of those teams. Because, I mean, it feels like how many times can the Bengals and Bills get this close and now guys are aging out and they've replaced, like the Bengals haven't replaced any of those guys on defense that they've lost. The Bills have replaced some guys, but they haven't replaced Stephon Diggs yet. They've had trouble, like Keon Coleman was benched last week. Like Baltimore and Kansas City, I think will bounce back and be okay. Cincinnati and Buffalo, I worry about a little more.
I will legitimately feel bad for Bills fans if this is Buffalo's championship window closing. Like, you have Josh Allen and you can't figure it out?
If you have Allen and Burrow, I don't know if your window's ever, like, fully closed. But all of a sudden it becomes like, wow, everything has to go just right for you. You're kind of on the outside.
It starts closing if there's a great head coach and a great quarterback tandem in your division.
Yeah,
that makes life very difficult for you.
And then what if the Steelers finally get a real quarterback next year? Okay. Like they haven't had one since.
But keep dreaming.
But if you're the Bengals, like I mean, the Steelers have the aging Aaron Rodgers, and they're still in the mix for the division. The Bengals are in a tough, tough spot.
That division's wild. All right, we got to get to trending. On the other side, we are going to talk about the Monday night game coming up. The Giants is an upset afoot. I'm not going to say trap game. This game is a mystery box. This game is going to be very weird. Jackson Dart looking like he's back under center. And we have a texter chiming in that he can't wait for Jackson Dart to expose this team as the fool's goal that they are. So we're going to need to address that after trending with John Lyons.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now. Thanksgiving football was full yesterday. Packers beat the Lions 31-24. Micah Parsons, 2.5 sacks in that game. Dak Prescott, 320 yards. Cowboys beat the Chiefs. Kansas City now 6-6, as we were just talking about. Bengals smoke Baltimore 32-14. Evan McPherson kicked 6 field goals in that game. Bruins are taking on the Rangers at 1 o'clock today, Black Friday matinee. 2-2 on their most recent road trip, including that 3-1 win on Wednesday night. Celtics are off today. We'll be back tomorrow against the Timberwolves. Patriots getting ready for that Monday night game against the Giants. Jackson Dart cleared concussion protocol for the Giants. Kayvon Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence are listed as did not participate on the Giants injury report in practice. Patriots offensive line banged up, as we know. Will Campbell placed on IR this week. Also, Morgan Moses and Jared Wilson listed as did not participate on the Patriots' most recent injury report after getting banged up in the win over the Bengals on Sunday. Trending now is brought to you by the 99. Kids eat free at the 99 Black Friday weekend. Visit the Nines for lunch or dinner, and kids can get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchase. You gotta love the Nines. I'm John Lyons. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Megan Adelini and John Lyons with you for about another half hour. Then we turn it over to Dan Ball on this wonderful Black Friday. If you're out there at the stores, if you're waiting in line in your car at the Rentham outlets, we'd love to hear from you. 617-779-7937 is the number via text line. Or if you want to call in and chime in on how you're feeling about the slate of games yesterday, how you're feeling about the Monday night football game that's coming up. Because my feeling on it is I think it's going to be a little bit trickier than people expect. We went into Thursday night football, a lot of us thinking, hey, Jets, like, that team blows. But Thursday night football on a short week is crazy and anything can happen. And that same week, you saw the Bills get upset by the Dolphins. So these divisional matchups can be a little dangerous. This is very different. This is an out-of-conference team. This is, I think, the only team that's been officially just completely eliminated from playoff contention in the Giants. They have a young quarterback who's coming back from concussion in Jackson Dart. I think he kind of plays, I won't say kind of, he plays very recklessly. He's a reckless quarterback, but he's got a lot of talent. And beyond that, I think this is a defense that, if they got their stuff together after firing Shane Bowen, their defensive coordinator, can make a lot of problems for your shorthanded offense, Sean.
And I think this Giants defense, like you mentioned, could they give you problems? Like, on the whole, the Giants defense stinks, and they've been bad all year. But the one area where they're actually really good could be the one area the Patriots are going to struggle with because of injuries, and that's the pass rush. Brian Burns, second most sacks in the league, right? Kayvon Thibodeau, really talented guy. We'll see if he plays. Dexter Lawrence, same deal there. Abdul Carter, only one sack so far, but 35 pressures, so he can really get after the quarterback. So I look at the Patriots offense of where they are most vulnerable right now is the one spot where the Giants defense is really, really good. One of the better units in the league rushing the passer. So I think it's going to be a huge game for me, for the offensive coaching staff, for Drake May, but I would also say for this receiving core, right? This is a receiving core that last year, one of the worst in the league. All summer, we were like, hey, these guys look better at training camp, but how good are they going to be? What's Diggs' health going to be like?
You and I were very early on the booty train. Like, you and I at training camp, we were like, Kayshawn looks good, and they look like they like him.
And one thing, we talked about this in training camp, when they went 12 personnel, he was always one of their two receivers, which tells me they thought.
And he was a top two receiver.
But this is going to be a game where I think those guys are going to have to get open quickly. This is not going to be a deep shot game, whether it's Kayshawn Booty, Matt Collins, whoever. These guys are going to, because they are going to have to get the ball out of May's hands as quickly as possible. This is not going to be a game where he stands in the pocket and throws multiple 50-yard passes, or he rolls out and throws a 40-yard pass. Maybe he'll get one of those, but this is going to be a game where I think they're, and for lack of a better term, I don't want to say dink and dunk, but they are going to have
Why? If they dink and dunk and they win, I think who cares? You know that he can do more than
because
dink
I think
and
sometimes
dunk.
Dink and dunk people look at that like derogatively. Like, no, yeah, like, that's the like, smart thing to do in
it's
this
It's not
game.
Like we think he doesn't have the arm or right. He can't. If he, whatever gets you the win.
And I think this is going to be a game where they're going to have to methodically go down the field. And they're going to have to get the ball out of his hands quickly. I mentioned earlier that game against the Steelers, week one, 2019. I think you're going to see a very similar gameplay. And I think you have to. I think if you go into this game thinking, we're going to throw deep, okay, Sean Booty's another week healthier, May's going to get hit a lot if that happens.
So Brian Burns, who you mentioned from the Giants, he had a media availability earlier this week, and he talked about what he's expecting from Drake May.
Brian, I know you guys just started preparing for the Patriots, but what have you seen sort of out of Drake May, and what makes him such a tough quarterback to play against?
Oh, he's talented. Talented arm. I'm not really too sure yet about his how quick he is to process everything, but I do feel like he makes the right plays at the right time. He does seem a bit poised in the maybe a little bit too poised in the pocket, but just overall, he's been showing his talent for sure.
What do you mean about two poised? I know folks have said that about Jackson Dart a little bit too. Of maybe there's a little bit of
Who's saying that about Jackson Dart?
I haven't.
Saying Jackson Dart is too poised?
I don't know.
When you think of Jackson Dart, do you go, that man is so poised? Or do you go, that guy is putting his head down and making plays in a crazy way?
I almost say, like, hey, this guy might want to calm down a little, you know, especially with the ball in his hands. Like,
if
calm
you're going to describe
little.
Jackson Dart, are you like, wow, poised? I could understand you saying, oh, he's cool under pressure, but he's a maniac. Okay, sorry, continue.
Really just getting to him, like hitting his blind spots, like his backside. Like, I feel like at times he's so caught up in, you know, making the right play or, you know, getting so caught up in his routes downfield, he just forgets about somewhat of what who's rushing him, if that makes sense. Like, what I mean by poise, it could be a bad thing, could be a good thing, but what I mean by poise is that he takes his time, that he makes the right reads, and, you know, he tries to make the right play. It can also bite you in the butt at a certain amount of times if, you know, you got edge rushers coming and you're not really too cognitive of where they are.
So I think this is like a roundabout way of saying that he has become kind of reliant on the deep ball. And he likes to wait for that play to develop because he knows it's a kill shot. So he's like, I'm going to go deep. And, you know, that's how we make our bread here. But I also caught at the beginning, the more that I hear this clip, because everybody is very focused on, oh, he's saying Drake is too poised. What a weird, like, backhanded insult. It doesn't really make sense. But the first part of it, he says he's not sure how quick Drake is to process everything.
Yeah, and that's something
I hadn't thought about that earlier. Like, that's a little bit of a dig.
In college, that was something, when he came out in the draft, it was kind of around. Not that it was bad, but just in the UNC offense, it was like, hey, 1-2, get rid of the ball, right? Like, that was something like, hey, how is he going to be? He's got to expand his reads to 3 and 4. And I actually think this year he's done a much better job of that. Yeah, like, last year.
That's why I think it's a little bit of a, I don't know. Do you feel, I might be reading too much into it, but the more I hear it, the more I go, that might be a little bit of a shot at him for saying, like, he's still a young, raw guy who doesn't always know what he's seeing.
Because last year he did struggle with that, I think, at times. This year, though, I don't think he's like, could he hit checkdowns more? Yes, definitely. But I haven't seen him, like, lock onto one receiver all the time or just go 1-2 and take a sack. Like, we saw that last year at times.
Right.
Or he would lock on to guys like, I just go back to the Tennessee game last year. Multiple times he locked on to guys and threw picks, right? Like, that didn't happen this year. Like, he's been better.
Well, and is he not seeing the check down, or is he passing over the check down for a different opportunity? Because I think it's the second too. But if you tell me as a defender on the Giants that you see him missing looks, I'm not saying he never misses looks. Yes, he misses seeing that guys are open. All quarterbacks do. He's not, you know, a 10-year vet. I get that. But I do feel like that's a little bit of a shot, and that they're telling you they really feel like they can get to him and they know how to get to him. They don't even need the gamesmanship. They'll just tell you they're going to take him down, and maybe Drake May will have 4 or 5 sacks or something crazy in Monday Night Football.
And I think these two things are interrelated, because I think the too poised comment is his way of code word saying he holds onto the ball too long.
Yeah.
And they're going to get after him. And I think what you're going to see the Giants do is flood underneath, try to take away anything underneath, and bring a bunch of pressure at Drake May and try to get, like, they're going to try to beat up on Drake May, and that's going to be their path to win. Because don't forget, Giants run defense stinks. As good as those guys are pass rushing, their run defense stinks. I know the Patriots rush offense hasn't been good, but that run defense, one of the worst in the league. So their philosophy, my bet, just hearing Brian Burns, is, all right, we're going to have a bunch of guys underneath. You're not going to be able to get the ball out quick. You're going to hold on to it too long. We're going to come after you. We're going to force a fumble or two. We're going to sack you three or four times, and that's our plan to win the game.
Do you think that they're going to find more success with the run game, given the Patriots, that is, given what's going on the left side of the line? Because we've talked about how that's going to affect Drake, and we both think Drake's not going to have as much time to throw and look for those deep developing plays. But the run game has really never caught on. And how much is it going to affect Travion and Ramondre?
Yeah, it's a great question, right? And even some of Travion Henderson's long runs, like that 69-yard against Tampa, he got hit in the backfield and broke a tackle. His first touchdown run against the Jets, he got hit in the backfield, had to break a tackle. I mean, I don't want to just sit here and say, like, oh, they'll run to the right, because it's obvious. But it's... they're going to have to be able to run the ball at least a little bit in this game. Like, with that pass rush, I know I said earlier they're going to spread them out and get rid of the ball quick. They're also going to have to be able to run the ball at least a little bit in this game. And I think it's a great question because, I mean, Ben Brown can be a good run blocker. I don't know about Vidarian Lowe. And Ben Brown hasn't really worked next to Garrett Bradbury before. So it's a great – and no disrespect to the Patriots tight ends, but, you know, nobody's confusing them with Kyle Brady or Rob Gronkowski blocking. So it's like I don't – It's a really interesting matchup because the Giants run defense stinks. You should be able to run on them. But we said that about the Bengals.
If
they couldn't run on the Bengals.
If the offense is able to, I don't know, put up 35 on the Giants and win, does Josh McDaniels finally get the appreciation from some folks on our station? I'm talking to you, Jones. Like, do you finally give it up, say, like, okay, they were shorthanded on the offensive line and the Giants defense stinks in a lot of ways, but you're able to put up all those points being so shorthanded? Or are you guys out there who are so sick of Josh McDaniels and you don't like us talking about him or talking about how we think he's good? Will you just have your heels dug in and you're never better?
See, Josh gets cut. This is a psychological thing, Mego, because if anybody really looks at it, Josh should have got credit like 7 years ago, okay? And with May months ago. But it's
He should have gotten credit after Mac.
Oh, I think he should have got credit after Matt Castle, after the way they adjusted in 2016 and 18.
But you could look at Matt Castle and say that was a bit fluky.
Like,
I could understand that. And then you have Brady, and Brady is the answer to everything, so it's a cheat code. When you did what you did with Mac Jones, and then you saw, all due respect, who Mac Jones was without Josh McDaniels, I think he earned his stripes there.
Yeah, if you were late to the party, then definitely by 2021. It's a psychological thing though, Mego, because, and I go back to when they had the dynasty, nobody ever wanted to criticize Brady for anything or Belichick. So if the offense wasn't playing well, who do you blame? You blame Josh. Now, nobody wants to criticize, and I'm talking about fans here, and I'm a fan too. You don't want to criticize Mike Vrabel. You don't want to criticize Drake May. So if the offense doesn't play well, who do they default to criticize to? The offensive coordinator. And I think it's just, and it's not just Patriots fans. Fans all over the country. People don't criticize like Joe Burrow. They might criticize the play calling by Zach Taylor. You know, if Joe Burrow, I think that happens a lot. OCs get put in a tough position, and we see it here with Josh.
We feel so bad for them. Wow.
Yeah, I do. I feel bad for them.
Feels so bad.
Troy
for
Aikman
them.
Has said that's the toughest job in football.
Okay.
And I agree with him.
Well, OC is a tough job. DC is a tough job if you're in New York, because Shane Bowen, who is a personal friend of Mike Vrabel, got fired by the Giants to start this week. Mike Vrabel was asked about how different the Giants defense might look in a week under a different acting defensive coordinator. Here was his answer on Wednesday.
When it comes to preparing for a new play caller on defense for them, just how does that preparation go with you guys right now?
I mean, if they can change the defense in a week, I don't know. They're better than we are, but, you know, Matt, maybe he pressures more, maybe he plays more cover two, maybe I would have no idea. But I think that the structure has got to be somewhat the same. I mean, may want to pressure more. I think that the calls that they have, those can always change. It would be really hard to completely change, you know, from an under front to an over and base. And, you know, they were pretty multiple before.
I love the snark at the beginning. Like, that is a snarky Vrabel right there. If you think that they can change their whole defense in 1 week, don't expect that. I get that. But do you think that the Patriots should be prepared, especially with the defense that previously was not dressing up a lot of stuff that they were doing, was not putting in these stunts and disguises as much? Will they implement something that could be I guess, a little bit more deceptive or confusing or different for the Patriots offense? Because I think they'll at least try to do a little bit of that. I don't know how successful the Giants will be, but I think it'll look a little bit different.
That is interesting to me because they have this front we've talked about. I know two of the guys are injured. So many of the other guys on that defense have not played well, though. So I guess you would have
played.
Or
they've
played.
They've had a ton of injuries across the board.
So you would have to mix it up somehow. So I think Vrabel's right. You're not going to change your whole defense in 7 days or whatever it is. But can you do some things differently? Could you have different fronts, blitz packages, whatever? Like, yeah, there's some things they can do different. I think where it comes in to maybe tripping up the Patriots is what the Giants do, say, on third down, in the red zone, all that might be different under this new guy. Like, those key situations, maybe he coaches those a little different that Vrabel and McDaniels and May aren't expecting because they don't know what to expect. So that's where I think it could add some frustration or concern or however you want to call it, just because in some of those key moments, you might not know what to expect.
At the end of the day, I don't think this is going to be an easy win. You've been in one score games the last 2 weeks with inferior opponents, with the Jets, with the Bengals, without Joe Burrow. And we looked at Cincinnati the whole week before and said, well, this should be not even a get right game, but a big confidence boosting game for the Patriots because they should be able to get the run game going at least. And they should be able to, you know, make mincemeat of historically, statistically bad defense. And it just wasn't the case. I think that this Giants team hangs around, or sometimes they get out front. They are in a lot of close games. They have lost 5-1 score games. They love finding a way to lose, but it is a little dangerous for the Patriots, especially when it's Monday Night Football. They're going in there with house money. The Giants are. They have nothing to lose. All they can do is play spoiler in prime time. And I think that's something that this group would relish.
And I think, too, this is where the Patriots, I know Mike Vrabel's an experienced head coach, but it's his first year here. It's a young quarterback. You have a ton of young guys on this roster, much like we talked about that Saints game after the Bills game, the game after the Jets game after the Bucks game. You're against a team you should beat but can give you some challenges. If someone's uncertain, how are they going to handle it? I think that in itself, I think, is an interesting test for going forward later in the year in the playoffs. Just it's something we knew 5-10 years ago the Brady Patriots would handle a Giants team like this and they'd be fine. Right, we know.
Well, not all Giants teams.
Okay, I know. I meant regular season, not good one, Mego. Stop giving me PTSD. But we don't know how these guys, and they could go out there and win 42-7. But we don't know how they're going to handle this spot yet.
And we don't really know what this Giants team is going to look like. Jackson Dart cleared concussion protocol, so it looks like he's going to be under center instead of Jameis Winston. But a lot of question marks on their defense about who's playing, from Kayvon Thibodeau to one of their starting corners who's been out for like 5 weeks at this point. We'll wrap up all our Patriots and NFL thoughts on anything else that you might want to chime in with. 617-779-7937 is the number. And then we'll hand it over to Dan Ball after one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Or break here. A couple more minutes here for me, Megan Adelini, and John Lyons. Lyons, are you going to do any Black Friday shopping today?
I believe so.
What are you doing? Where
Derby
are you going?
Derby Street in Hingham this afternoon.
Derby. That sounds kind of fancy, those Derby Street shops.
Some of the shops are fancy and some are like for regular people.
Are you getting something for the wife?
She'll be with me, so maybe, but probably not. I'll probably have to wait on that gift for a little while.
Are you doing any like big budget items? That's what I like hearing about when people are like, I'm buying a sectional on Black Friday.
So we do need a new TV. But I don't know if we'll get it. I think we're kind of slowly waiting for our TV to die. Like, it just started to, like, now when we turn it on, there's, like, a black line across the street.
Oh,
screen,
no.
But it's only for the first, like, 5 or 6 minutes, and then it goes away. So
how
I'm kind
old
of,
is your TV?
It's, like, 8 or 9 years old, maybe 10.
It doesn't feel that old.
I agree with you. And so we're kind of waiting for the day that that black line just stays there, you know, or something, and then we'll get the TV, because that could be 6 months from now. Like, who knows? So we're kind of waiting, because this black line issue has been going on since the summer, and it still hasn't got any worse. So we're kind of waiting for that.
Okay.
Because that's the one big thing we really need.
I feel like nothing has had as great technology shifts or progress as TVs.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you had a flat screen TV 15 years ago, it was like, whoa, excuse me.
Look at the big dog.
Yeah. And now it's, you get these wide flat screen TVs. You walk around South Boston where I live, like people leave them on the sidewalk. Yeah. They're like, I'm done with this TV. And I've never picked one up to see if they're operative, but it just feels like that's something that you can get for a bargain.
That's a good project for you for today.
Well,
take a
I'll
walk
just
around
pick
South
up,
Boston,
pick
up a TV,
stuff
see if
on
it
the
works.
Sidewalk, bring home bed bugs.
Report back on WEI football on Sunday and be like, yeah, hey, the TV worked.
Our TV's all set. And we bought our TV super cheap because we're renters and it's mounted above a fireplace. And the folks who were moving out before us, were like, they just didn't want to take it down. They were like, it's more of a pain to take it down than to just sell it to you for $25. And we were like, okay. So
yeah,
that's how we got our TV. It was awesome. Take advantage of other people who are moving and stressed out and do not want to move their crap. And you can pay them $100 for like anything. You can get anything.
That's a good point.
That is my, that's another life lesson that I've given out. One, if you're a balding man, embrace the bald. Women don't care about it as much as you care about it. And two, you can buy stuff from people who are moving because they're stressed out. You can buy it cheap.
Those are two things that the world is better off knowing.
I think, see? So I need to buy a new like bed frame and mattress. Yeah. And I'm really overwhelmed by the idea of buying a new mattress online because mattresses can go real bad.
Yeah.
You know, like I need a firm mattress. I need something that has like a little gel in it. I can't do like a soft pillow top. So I feel like we're kind of playing with fire over here. But if I can get a 50% discount on it, we're probably going that way.
Yeah. I actually just bought a new bed in the summer and this is my first time, Mego. And I'm in my 30s.
Buying a new bed?
Having an adult bed.
What does that mean? What's an adult bed?
Like that has a headboard and like actual like a frame. Because before all we had was like, you know, like the metal frame that the mattress.
The box spring.
That it comes. That's all we had for the whole time we've been married, lived together. So since I moved out of my parents' house like 9 years ago, this was the first time I have like a real adult bed.
It's kind of overwhelming now because there's so many options.
Oh, there
it's
were.
Like,
there was. I went in the.
You
want to
do spring? You want to do gel? You want to do foam? You want to get a bed in a box that like you open it and it unravels itself and then puffs up over 6 hours? Like the bed technology kind of freaks me out, and I always am tempted when I see those ones that like lift up like a hospital bed. I'm like, I know I can't, but they look kind of cool.
You ever wonder, like, those beds that are now connected to your phone? So, like, if someone, you know, like, it's like you're talking about, what are they, producer Tom, you know what they're called?
It's like the smart mattresses where you can change the temperature of the bed with your phone.
So if somebody hacked your phone, could they just like screw with your mattress?
They could like set your bed on fire
with
how hot they make
it? Or like make you start shivering and freezing or make it just all of a sudden go up and go down?
I've never even heard of this. You can have a smart bed now?
It's just.
Yeah, you can and it's really cool if it's a double side, and you know, you have you and your significant other on the other side of the bed will actually split in the middle. So say you like it really cold, but your partner likes it really hot. You can adjust both sides of the bed.
Wow.
Yeah. But on your phone, like someone's going to hack my phone and then just switch the temperature on my bed or like flip it over.
We have one of those Nest thermostat things. That's,
I don't,
that's kind of a game changer. Cause then when we're away, like especially in the summer, if we go away somewhere and we come back, we can turn on the air conditioning, you know, I don't know, 25 minutes before we get home, and then it's not a hot house that we're walking into. I like it. Sometimes technology is for good, but yeah, that's going to be my big Black Friday purchase.
You're going to get an AI plan. Bed?
What does the AI bed
do? I just
made
that up.
AI slot bed?
Yeah, AI bed.
All right. Yeah. That'll
it sleeps for you.
That'll do it for us on this Black Friday. Hopefully you find some good deals out there, or you just get your tree, get your Christmas lights up, get all your holiday decor if you haven't gotten into that yet. Tis the season. Finally, we approve. Thanksgiving has passed. You can move on to Christmas. And we will hand it over to Dan Ball.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.